right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 360. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who can't wait to poke you in virtual reality, Wombat.
That's the best you got.
You didn't like that? I thought that was cute. I thought it wasn't insulting to you.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I guess it's fine.
Whatever.
I mean, this is a big show.
It is a big show?
Yeah, this is episode 360.
Right. The console that none of us have plugged in now?
Mine's plugged in. Every couple of weeks, my son wants to see Disney Infinity. So, you know.
Gotcha.
I keep it plugged in.
Mine's plugged in, too.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
I'm the only one. So mm-hmm. I'm the asshole then. Fine.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was a major console in our lives. And now we're doing this whole show where we're going to celebrate.
We need some nice music going on.
For those who don't know, that's what this entire episode is going to be, reflections on the Xbox 360.
Exactly. Yes. All the good, the ins and outs.
It's from launch to now.
So let's start with Chrome Hounds.
Chrome Hounds. I love Chrome Hounds.
I know you do. I was going to start with what was that game? Cameo? Is that a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a game? So, hi, Shipwreck.
Hello.
What was your favorite game? Okay.
My favorite game on the Xbox 360.
Gun was my favorite.
I know.
I liked King Kong. Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah.
1,000 points, easy.
Easy.
You just finish it and you get 1,000.
There's T-Rexes, though, so it's not like it's just easy.
Well,
no, it wasn't easy for me anyway. I remember. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of current things to talk about this week with the Facebook buying Oculus Rift. What else happened, Wombat?
That's pretty
much
it.
You said it was a big show. Oh, you said it was a big show. Oh, we all played Infamous,
yes.
Which rarely happens in a game with a game such as that where we would all buy it.
I even got time to play a little bit today. Because I work from home today.
Ty's playing it right now for me. He's grinding for shards.
Nice. Grinding for shards. That does not sound like an appropriate thing for a 6-year-old to do.
It sounds like he either shit his pants or is playing with broken glass. Now, the good news is, as I told him, you know, I'm doing the show again, so only interrupt me if it's an emergency. And he's like, well, what does that mean? It's like, well, like if the apartment's on fire or you feel like you're going to die. So I think we're covered. I don't think he'll be disturbing us today.
Sounds good.
And he'll be acquiring shards.
Which, really, what else does a 6-year-old want to do?
It's all you really, you know, it's actually, yeah, it's all you really need to do in Infamous. Is just fly around.
Are we talking about Infamous right off the bat here?
No, we are not.
Okay.
Well, we could. No, we're not.
Great.
No.
Okay.
I'm like, I can. I've played a good chunk of it. This is your show, GPD.
It is?
No, but you know, I like to make you pretend that it is.
This is not Garnet on games.
Garnet.
Garnet. What did I say?
Garnet.
Garnet, whatever. Oh, come on.
It's someone's name. This isn't like karaoke.
So is Mario. Mario is somebody's name.
No, that's a fictional character. Mario. Ouch.
Anyway.
Mario.
Now I forgot what we were talking about.
Mario versus Mario.
It's obviously Mario, but then if you're gonna say it like that, you have to say it like a Japanese person saying it.
Mario,
right? Without like the cigarette in your throat.
Mario.
Anyway,
this is gonna be a long show, folks.
Right. Wait. So do you want to hear the end of the story? I was telling Wombat about this story.
Yes.
It's pretty interesting, and actually, so I had lunch with somebody yesterday. And he told me that he did this. He's been living in Tokyo for 20 years. He put an ad in a classified newspaper here, like that's targeted towards foreigners. So an English language, free magazine that they hand out at restaurants. And he bought a classified in the back, and he just wrote, "I'm a wealthy executive at a big company, and I want to wine you and dine you." Stuff like that. You know, foreigner. He was a foreigner from a big company, executive, wealthy, blah, blah, blah. So he put this, that's all, you know, it's like a classified ad, so you can only write so much. And
is that true?
And that's true, yes. Okay. He's very wealthy, big, you know, head of a huge foreign company. Puts the ad in this magazine. How many responses do you think he got back in one day? And he actually, he did this 15, I think he said it was 15 years ago, but he has the screenshot of it from 15 years ago. He saves a lot of, you know, pictures and stuff.
His greatest conquests.
Yeah. How many responses do you think he got back?
300.
Ship?
250.
It's like 779 or something.
Wow.
Like that.
That's a lot. So,
that's a lot of wining and dining.
That's right. And he wrote in the ad that you must include a picture with your email. So we went through all, he goes through all almost 800 emails, right? And gets back, I guess he narrows it down to about 350, I think he said. And he met.
So he has standards.
He has standards, yeah, yeah. And like, if the picture wasn't good enough, he would make them resend the picture. Like this is a big project, right?
It's not a big project. It's someone has a lot of time on their hands.
Someone has a lot, right? Someone, yeah.
Somebody's watched a lot of The Bachelor.
No, he definitely did not watch The Bachelor because this was before The Bachelor even happened.
I thought you were saying that he did this recently. So he's telling you that he did this once 15 years ago.
He did this 15 years ago. He told me this.
Oh, I thought he had done it again now.
Me too.
No, okay. But he could. He could do it. But like I said, it seems like a lot of work, right? You got it. You have almost 800 emails incoming
What was the end game on this?
The end game was that he had sex with all of them.
All
everyone 300? That he met with. 350
Great.
Or something like that.
I'm glad he followed through.
Good for him.
Did you
know that Shipwreck only had sex with one person in his entire life?
I did not know that.
So who's the winner?
Well, that's more my question is, like doesn't that seem...
I was going to say, I would rather be Shipwreck than your friend.
Because it's too much work?
No, because that sounds gross.
It sounds gross? It's too much?
Too much
vagina?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was just like one project, so...
I hope Shipwreck doesn't mind that I just said that. But I think we talked about that before, so...
No.
Well, what do I... That doesn't bother me. I'm not ashamed that I've only had sex with my wife.
Oh, with your wife?
So that seems like a lot of sex.
That seems like a lot. I mean, that's too much. I mean, I consider myself like pretty horny, but like the thought of that is just,
well, here's
it's exhausting.
The thing. You could be horny
right.
and want to have lots of sex.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be with lots of people.
But even that, I mean, it's just think about how much work you're putting into it.
That's what I mean. Like if you have sex with the same person enough. And you grow comfortable with that person, there's really not much work involved. You can kind of get lazy
about it. But obviously some people need to, I mean, this is like, that's a crazy thing is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, it is a crazy thing. And again, I don't know if it's something I would be proud of.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that he was proud of it at this point in his life, but it just goes to show you, like, and so these are all like women, Japanese women who want to meet a foreigner who don't even live in Tokyo. They live outside Tokyo. Because if you live in Tokyo, you could just go to like a bar here or whatever.
But what were these women expecting to meet someone that would see them again?
Yeah, I think so.
So he kind of lied to them.
He didn't lie. I mean, you know, it's a classified ad. You can only put so much in the ad. Oh, I don't know what he wrote to them in the emails. I'm not sure. You know,
I don't know.
He would pick him up in a Ferrari, but he said a lot of them were so, you know, from the countryside, they don't know like what a Ferrari is anyway. So it didn't really mean anything. Didn't mean much. Just looked like a, you know, like a nice red car or something. But yeah, that story. He's got a lot of crazy stories.
So
I could do a whole show just telling
people.
You. He didn't take advantage of them. He had sex with these women. I don't know. They got laid.
No, he sounds like a classy guy.
Why these women? Look, let me tell you something. These Japanese women, they need sex. They're very neglected. You see the games that come out of Japan, right? Like that Metal Gear Solid game where the woman's getting raped by a bomb.
I actually didn't see that. I was told
that's
about it.
That's the latest Metal Gear Solid game. Yes. According to the King Raka, who keeps writing in about it, there's bomb rape in that game. So these women, they're lonely, Wombat. Remember that book, Black Passenger, Yellow Cab?
Mm-hmm.
That black guy, the Jamaican guy?
I know, and yes, you've talked about it often. Right. I never read it, but yeah. Again, right. It sounds just creepy to me.
It is creepy because it's just so much. I mean, think about the tasks involved with corresponding with that number of people.
Think about the venereal disease. Just courting venereal disease.
It's bad, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Ugh, I don't want crabs. Just the thought of it gives me crabs.
I thought you like crabs.
I like crabs for dinner.
Right.
Pubic crabs for dinner. That's what I'm referring to.
It's more of an appetizer, I think.
Well, yeah, oh, definitely. The problem with it is the comb. Because it's so much, that's too much work for a meal.
The comb? All right, this is gross. Some people eat by eating now.
Yeah.
Did I go too far?
I think you went too far.
Was there a line and I crossed it?
I was just having a drink of my beer and I had to sit it down. So, yes.
Right. You just like backwashed.
Success.
All right. Anyway, let's, how about some show feedback?
Sure.
Unless you have any more comments about
pubic lice? No. Thorbon 3 has to say, why didn't Wombat download Outcast, Contrast, Resogun, etc.? You can claim PS Plus games without actually owning a PS4 on Sony's digital store website. I actually didn't realize that, you know, there are certain games that have expired. I think Outlast and Contrast right now are the only two for the PS4. It never occurred to me to put them, you know, like to quote unquote buy them on the online store so I could have them when I finally got a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just you saying that as a tip, if you don't have a PlayStation 4 currently, but are a PS Plus member on your PlayStation 3, go to the digital store and start buying, quote-unquote,
buying free games. You just do it on
your phone. On your phone or whatever. Whatever, just go to the digital store and buy them. So when you get your PS4, you may have like 6 or 7 games, which would be pretty cool.
Right.
Unlike Wombat.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be like Wombat, kids.
Don't be like me. I lost out. So I am trying to
on
help
on two
people.
Games you would never play.
Exactly. So,
right. You shouldn't be like Wombat. You should be like Shipwreck, who just will download anything on the store that's free, whether or not he has the game or not, or any intention of buying the game or playing the game in the near future.
Do you know how many of these PlayStation Plus games I've actually played?
How many?
Maybe 3 I might have played. Like, I've been a member since it started, and I might have played 3 of these free games. Like I've played some of Contrast, I've played some of Resogun.
Resogun is fun.
No, but
it's
yeah,
Defender. It's Defender.
Yeah.
It gets a little crazy. It's like crazy Defender, but it, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm not saying anything about the quality of these games. It's just my thing with PlayStation Plus is it gives me a lot of games that I chose to either buy a long time ago or chose not to buy because I was not interested in paying money for them.
So now you just hold out because you think that you're going to be free or really cheap anyway soon.
I don't know. Like I it's a great service and it's cool to think you're getting all these free games, but it's a whole bunch of free games, at least for me, that I wasn't going to play in the first place.
Right. But at least it's something.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Better than what you get with
Xbox
Live.
Right.
Oh, can you hear my wife yelling at Sabrina?
Yeah, yeah.
Crying Sabrina. This is fun. Oh, what can you do? Welcome to my world.
You need a bigger house. You need a soundproof room.
I know. I need to move
this
wall down to the
basement. Can somebody send Wombat a soundproof room?
Yeah. You know, they make them that would fit in a corner. Like, you can get they're like big boxes. You have to stand up.
Right.
A standing soundproof box.
Would you be willing to stand?
You can make one.
Hmm?
Would you be willing to stand?
No, but I'm just saying it's possible.
I'm standing right now.
I'm still standing. Da-da-da-da, is it? Looking like a true survivor.
Standing and burping.
Feeling like a little kid. Emiru has to say, Cheapy's Jamaican guy accent always makes me laugh, and then a diarrhea story for the win. Love that CAGcast. Do not hesitate to pull the trigger on a vasectomy. Right now, I'm thinking I should have done it about 7 years ago. It hurts way less than getting accidentally hit in the balls, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you about the benefits. My insurance even covered the whole thing. I tell everyone it's the best $25 copay I ever spent. So I'm bringing this up because I am due for a physical, my yearly, I want to say in May. So that's in about a month. So I think when I go in for that, I will discuss it with my primary.
So everybody think about Wombat's balls right now.
I do a lot.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that operation. But I would like to hear your experience with it. So let us know.
I'm ready for that. Put it simply.
You are. You're ready. Mm-hmm. You're ready for your sperm to be no more.
Yeah, kinda.
All right.
Yeah. No.
For a quick watch, this bitches.
Yes.
Right. Well, there's fuss.
there's muss. There better be. If there's no muss, there won't be any fuss.
Right. I don't know what that means, but I just threw up in my mouth a little. I watched American Hustle. Did you guys see that?
No.
Saw the trailers.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper's got a perm.
Yeah, his perm is the best part of the of the movie. I don't know. I wasn't crazy about it. I thought I liked Bradley Cooper's character, the crazy cop who's, you know, with the perm. But other than that, like, I didn't. What's that?
It's a good character. It's always a good character. Crazy cop with a perm.
It is, yeah. Right. Yeah. And, but I don't know. I didn't. It wasn't like on the level of a Goodfellas or even a Casino or anything like that for me. I didn't really care. It wasn't that stylish, and I didn't really care about the characters. So, but I'm looking forward to Wolf of Wall Street, which I think comes out this week. But the reviews for American Hustle were a lot better. At least the Rotten Tomato score was a lot better.
You put too much American Hustle. You put too much weight on a Rotten Tomato score.
Dude, my wife will not watch a movie if it's less than, I'd say, 75.
See, I think there's an issue there that you need to kind of discuss.
I think I can get her to like a 70 or 69.
Really?
Can't.
Sometimes I can if I'm really convincing and just everything aligns properly.
I get it. Aligns properly.
But like, no, if it's like a comic book movie, she might do 69.
Gotcha.
What? I'm talking about Rotten Tomatoes.
And you didn't think episode 360 was going to be special.
Right. Wait to get to 369. Mm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Wolf of Wall Street, but it's very long. So I can't. Here's the problem with. So we rent. I like to rent these movies from Apple TV because it's cheap. And, you know, I buy the cards for 25% off. And then so all the movies are 25% off. But they only give you 24 hours to finish the movie once you start it. And these movies are fucking 3 hours, right? So you got a kid, you put the kid to bed, and now it's, you know, 9 o'clock. Best case scenario, it's 9 o'clock. And now you're going to watch a 3 hour movie when, you know, my wife's got to go to work the next morning?
No. No, you're not.
Can't be. There's no way.
It's impossible. I understand that.
So it's hard to. So luckily, Tokyo American Club has the rental. They rent Blu-rays there, so, and they let you keep it for 3 days. But otherwise, it's just, it's stupid. Like, what does Apple TV think I'm going to do if you let me watch the movie over, you know, 48 hours or 3 days? Oh my God, 3 days. They think I'm going to have all my friends over and set up chairs and have like a hot dog stand?
No, they just know they can make more money because there are people that are going to rent it twice.
No, what asshole would rent it twice?
You.
There's no one.
How many times have you done that, Cheapy?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, never rented twice. I just won't watch it. I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix. I've never rented the same movie twice.
Never.
Never? Maybe
hardly
once.
Hardly ever.
What? Never? Hardly ever? I hardly ever rent a movie more than once. No, I don't, because it's stupid. And it's expensive to begin with. It's already like $5. Some of the movies are like $6 or $7.
You are the very model of a major movie renterer.
Right. Like, I'm trying not to steal the movies, okay? Like, I'm trying to be a good customer, like, you know, and Apple TV, like, they're the only ones that don't region block. So, like, I try to support that, you know, give them money. But it's just so stupid, 24 hours to finish a 3-hour movie. I mean, come on. I got to steal it or go to Tokyo American Club. Don't make me do
that. Or steal it from Tokyo American Club.
Actually, it's only like $4 to rent a Blu-ray for 3 days. That seems cheap to me.
I guess. I don't
know. Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't rent movies.
You're stealing them.
No.
I know.
I wait for the timeline these days between a movie being on Blu-ray or rentable and then showing up on one of the premium cable channels. Even that timeline gets smaller and smaller and smaller, it seems. So I usually just wait for that.
Yep. All right. What do we got this week in the way of new releases so we can talk about some games?
Lots of stuff from Japan.
Ugh. I see that.
A whole bunch of stuff from Japan.
Ugh.
We got a new Blaze Blue, Chrono Phantasma.
Yeah.
Yep. That's more characters, and they changed up the battle system somewhat. Which I like the Blaze Blue games quite a bit.
How come they can't get that shit on PS4?
I don't know. Like, you would think it would do very well on PS4.
You should ask
not
them.
Much. Not much in the marketplace right now. You get some exposure. All right. But okay. Hey, what? I'm not making games here. I'm not running a games company. What do I know?
Yeah. And then Deception 4 Blood Ties came out for PS3. I think. Is that all it came out for? Or did it come out for something else as well? And Vita.
Vita.
That's right. I like the Deception series, but I don't know much about this one. I know I watched a trailer for it, but I don't know. I there's not even many reviews for it, is there?
This is the one where somebody gets tricked or fooled, right?
It's the one where you're setting traps for the enemies to run into.
In a deceiving way?
Yes, in a deceiving way. There may be blood involved. Destructoid gave it an 85.
All right.
There's only 3 reviews on Metacritic. One's an 85, one's an 80, and one's a 55. La PS3 did not like it very much.
No es muy bueno. Mierdo. Es mierdo. What else we got here? So, yeah, Blaze Blue. That's a lot.
Well, The Witch and the Hundred Knight came out as well. That's the game that I talked some about last week. And
right, yeah. That was the weird game with right?
Yeah, yeah, with the main character that is just god awful, like no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Like, I'm sure at the end of the game
he'll have a heart of gold.
Yeah, she will. It's the witch, the swamp witch. The one that turned her.
Oh, the rat rape.
Yeah, this is the game with the rat rape. Which then you may end up eating that rat as well.
For extra torture,
just an extra cutscene. It's the gameplay is fine. It's a Diablo light style of game. It's cute. The graphics are nice, but then you get to these cutscenes, and I can't imagine a person enjoying this character at all. And it's just so much, just like dialogue, all spoken. But I don't know. It's hard to stick with it.
These guys are all messed up who are making these games. That's the problem.
They are. It's really weird because it's...
You know what they need to do? They need to put out a few classified ads.
It's not going to work. You got to be a gaijin. You got to be wealthy. These guys aren't wealthy foreigners with Ferraris. They're like thinking about raping girls with bombs and rats.
It's just odd. Like, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm... Every one of these Japanese games I'm starting to get more and more uncomfortable with. Like, I wish they would just kind of tone it down. Because, like, the art style's nice. The game's kind of fun to play. But it's always just these underage girls in skimpy outfits. It's just ridiculous. Like, I know it appeals to a younger audience or whatever. But I just feel like they would have a better success if they didn't have that in every one of these games.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. It's some weird shit going on here, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is. We got to get out of here. I don't know before
you get turned into a
drawing,
rat.
I don't know before I get raped by a rat. Let's see. Another nuclear leak from a tsunami, and we're going to have these real rape rats running around here. What else we got here?
We got some Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends.
Wow.
Get your Lubu going.
I wonder when the next Dynasty Warriors game I will play will be.
That one? You can get it for PlayStation 4.
Nah. It's going to have to be something like amazing.
Dynasty Warriors 9 Extreme Legends?
No, I'm thinking like 15, 28 maybe, perhaps.
Well, they'll probably make 28 versions of Dynasty Warriors 8, so.
You know what's sad is I still remember buying Dynasty Warriors 2 and thinking it was so amazing.
It was good.
It
like
was.
The first couple of times you bought it.
The first, like the for Dynasty, because Dynasty Warriors 1 is nothing like Dynasty Warriors 2. That's like a Street Fighter ripoff game, basically. But it's just it's a one-on-one fighting game. But Dynasty Warriors 2, I mean, the game hasn't really changed much since then. I remember playing that being like, I can't believe I'm riding a horse and just beating up 100 guys.
It was so cool. But it was cool. Know, how many versions of it can you buy before it's just,
I don't, you know. Before it's like, why are they still doing this? You know what it needs? It needs Link.
All right. Oh yeah, isn't that happening?
That
what
is happening.
That? What was? Oh god. Okay. Oh, the BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea Episode 2 DLC came out. Now, I'm the first one got pretty good reviews, and the reviews on the second one are really good. So I was actually thinking of picking this up at some point, but I don't know.
You'd have to hook up a console that you don't currently have on.
No, I have it on PC.
Yeah, we have it on PC.
I'm waiting for it to be. I think so. This is like, it's $20, right? I need to get the season pass, and then I would have both of those episodes.
Yep. Or you can just wait a little bit, and then one of them will go on sale on Steam, and
I'll do that.
Yeah,
I recommend waiting.
Oh, and Escape Goat.
Yeah. Did you try that at all?
Oh, I'm thinking of Goat Simulator. That's the one I'm excited about.
Oh, okay.
Like two Goat games came out within like this week, right?
Goat Simulator isn't out yet.
Oh, okay. Because I've been seeing a lot of people talking about goat games. I feel like they should have spaced them out a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. I got confused. Legit confused. Right,
too many games with goat in the title.
Right. You're not used to seeing goat in the title of a game.
No.
So.
I am the goat. I have two games.
Fez came out on Vita this week.
And PlayStation 4.
Oh, cross-buy. Look at that. $9.74 if you have PS Plus.
I've never played that game.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't
what,
think
Fez?
Always, yeah.
I played a little bit of it.
Yeah. Good for you.
seemed interesting. I don't know. I don't think it's for any of us, really.
I don't know that I want to give that guy my $9.74. I don't know that I do.
I think you can just use the Steam family sharing and play it off my account.
I don't know if I want to do that either.
Okay. How about volleyball for the virtual console on the Wii U for $5?
Perfect. System seller. Is that original NES volleyball?
Yeah, it's original NES volleyball. I had to look that up to see if I remember what that game was.
Oh, I played
the
shit out of
that game.
It's like
in a gym, right? It's not outdoors. It's like in a gym volleyball, 6-on-6.
Hold on. I got to look that shit
up.
Or
am I making that up? I could be making it up.
No. You're wrong. You're way. It was on the beat. It was everywhere. You had different locations.
I don't know. I'm asking. Cause wasn't there,
I played the shit out of that game.
Wasn't there a volleyball game that was like in a gym that was 6-on-6?
You talking about dodgeball?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking dodgeball. But yeah, thinking that it was that there was a volleyball version of the same game, which is possible.
NES volleyball was on a beach and in a gym, I think, wasn't it? Or was it just inside the indoors only?
I was more of Kings of the Beach on the NES for my volleyball fix. Hmm. Some St. John Smith. Yeah. And the other guy. What was the other guy's name?
I don't know.
You don't remember your 80s volleyball players?
Yeah, I'm looking at a screenshot right now. It's 6-on-6 inside a gym. You all can blow me.
Yeah. Right.
That's cheap. You can. I really didn't play volleyball.
That's not a gym. That's a stadium.
You've only blown one person in your whole entire life.
Wombat, that's a stadium. That's not a gym.
It's a gym.
A gym doesn't have like rows of seats like that.
Sure it does. They're called bleachers. My gym had them and so did yours.
Your gym had that many rows of bleachers?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I'm confident in 6 rows.
Maybe you might be right. I would still call it a volleyball stadium.
And I would
to be respectful to the sport.
That's fine. Know. It's still the game I was thinking of. That's all that matters.
Right. And it's still the game I played a lot of.
So now you can play it on your Wii U.
Yeah.
Nope.
No Don't thanks. Are we done with new releases now?
No, there's still more.
There's so many.
There's a lot of games that came out. For PC, the Reaper of Souls came out for Diablo 3. Did you pick that up, GP?
No, they sent me a code for it though, surprisingly.
Oh.
But I don't know what to do with it since I'm honestly just waiting for the next gen version, cuz that's going to be the good the PlayStation 4 version is going to be pretty sweet, I think.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to buy that game, that I'll double buy that game and I'll get it for the PlayStation 4 as well.
And I think Mrs. Chibi might even play that game.
It's a lot of fun. And I know that the with this expansion pack, it also has the patch to make the game fun on the PC.
Right. They fixed the auction house.
Yeah.
They fixed their auction scam.
Yeah, exactly.
And they up their level cap by 10 as well.
Because it's a lot of fun on the 360. I want to continue playing it, and I would want to finish it. It's just that, I don't know, it feels like I'm going backwards whenever I turn it on.
Why?
Turning on my 360.
Oh, right. Yeah. You want the next gen hotness.
Exactly. So I have a feeling I'll just start it over again, maybe with a different class.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish they just put in controller support for the PC version and then I'd be fine.
They said, I read why they can't do it.
Why can't they do it?
Because the console version is actually different. Then it's not like they just took the PC version and gave it controller support.
Why can't they release the console version on a PC?
They've scaled the number of enemies back if you're using a controller.
Why can't they port the console version to the PC?
Why can't...
Because it was made by the people that made SimCity.
They could. They could make, like, they could call it big screen mode. I would like that.
I would too.
Do something. Come on.
Do something.
One Blizzard.
That makes us happy.
Well, they gave us Hearthstone, so.
Well.
They gave you Hearthstone.
They did. And Ty. Ty loves Hearthstone. What else in new releases? There's more. I can see it.
There's more? What else do we have?
I think that's enough.
Okay. I guess that's it. I guess we don't have more.
There's more on here, but...
Right. Thanks to tech-gaming.com for the very long list every week. How about some CAG news, shopping news? There's a lot of shopping news this week, actually. So what's going on with the Xbox One discounting here? I mean, it's down. So what happened here? So now we're down to $450, but there was a glitch on Amazon, right, where it was down to $400.
It was $400 for a couple of hours. That was an error. So that doesn't count. But the $449, that totally counts. Because it seems to be $449. At most places now.
Can we call it $450? Because it bugs me.
Fine, $450. Yeah. It's $450 at Walmart. Does that code still work for Amazon? Can you still get it for $450 there?
I think you can still get it. You can get it for $450.
Okay. Yeah, but the code took $50 off the regular price.
Right. Well, the point is that multiple retailers are selling the Xbox One for
even the Microsoft Store.
So what's going on, Chip? What is happening?
I don't think they were selling very well.
You are a retail expert.
I think that's what's happening. Is $500 was too much?
It is too much, and it's funny because I said that. I think I said it probably. I don't know when we see the tweet go out. I want to feel like I said it maybe sometime around August. And I think you even agreed with me, Chip. Right? That I didn't. We never thought that. You know, it was that $100 was probably too much, but I always felt as though I can understand them charging more for it than the PlayStation 4, mostly because of the Kinect.
I think my line was always that I didn't think 500 was too much until Sony came in at 400. I thought 400 was too little. But
right.
Yeah, they're not selling them at 500, really. They sold a good amount of them at 500.
Because 450 was the price I said that it should have been back, way back, a few months ago. And okay. So it's funny to me.
You bought one at 500?
Yeah, I did. Well, that's, but I'm different.
Right.
I didn't say I wasn't going to buy one at 500. I just said 450 seems like it sounds like a better price on paper. Because it's not.
So you're saying 450 sounds like a better price than 500.
It sounds like a better price than 500. It sounds like a better price when compared to 400.
Because it's closer to 400.
It is closer to 400, and when you're on a store shelf and you're looking, especially with a game. I mean, that's the other thing that we're also, we may be burying the lead on. It's 450 with either Forza or Titanfall, if you could still find the Titanfall bundles, which I've heard are getting harder and harder to find.
They do not want to have a Wii situation.
No,
it's
no.
a Wii situation.
They're it's like, a smart move because they. It's not like it was just straight out not selling, but if they felt like it wasn't selling what they wanted it to, or if they feel like they can get, since they obviously have the stock, like they're having no trouble producing these things and getting them out to store shelves.
Which is new for the console wars.
You might as well cut the price and get those things out to people.
Sell them.
Because exactly. They're already made.
Get them off the shelf.
Get them off the shelves. And the only, the only drawback is going to be people might buy more games for it. I mean, it's, it doesn't hurt. They're still making a profit on it. They might as well do it. The only thing is, I can't believe that they actually thought they would get away with 500 for as long.
Are they making a profit on it? They're not making a profit.
They're making a profit on it, yes.
At 450, they're making a profit on it?
I think so.
No way. Wow. With Titanfall in the fucking box for 450? Well, I mean, the code, anyway. It still costs them money.
Yeah, I don't think it costs them that much to throw the digital.
Well, it costs them a lot to buy Titanfall and then just give it away for free.
Include that with each, Yeah, there's no way they're making money at 450 with Titanfall.
Maybe not with Titanfall. That could be the.
But
and you made
them
throw in that headset too. Don't forget about that.
Fuck.
That's my fault.
Stockholders are going to revolt. It's all Wombat's fault.
I ruined Microsoft.
They're really trying to avoid a Nintendo. I mean,
they need to.
Yeah.
And because the one thing we've learned so far from Nintendo is that it only takes a year. One bad year and you're done. You can't afford with a home console to have one bad year.
I think Nintendo's actually kind of positioned themselves in an interesting place now because they can now wait 2 years and then put out something that's actually potentially more powerful than what the PS4 and the Xbox One are. Because the PS4 and the Xbox One are kind of underpowered compared to where we usually see consoles come out as far as tech specs on PCs and everything. So
is that true? Well,
I mean, usually the consoles come out and they're a little bit closer to the top of the line PCs, not 3-year-old PCs.
Gotcha.
How long
top of the line PCs now are like?
How long did it take for the PlayStation 3 to have a price drop? Was it a year? Mm. Was it more than a year?
Did they really stay at $600 for that long?
I don't know. That's what I don't remember. I don't remember how long it was ridiculous.
And you're not going to remember that Xbox dropped $50.
Yeah, exactly. I won't remember when Xbox, but that's why it's smart for them to do it now. But I feel like when the PlayStation 3 launched, you could get away with a lukewarm first year. But I think that maybe it's just the change in the marketplace. Maybe it's just my own perception of internet culture. I don't think you can get away with one bad year. I mean, the Wii U was a laughing stock, on most forums and Twitter and the Facebooks. It felt like 3 months in, people were like, this is dumb.
Yeah, maybe now you can't get away with that. Like when the PS3 came out, you know, that was a long time ago.
It was. It was really before the, you know, it was before Twitter, and it was before, you know, Facebook was a thing, but it wasn't the thing that it is now. And it's, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how the culture has changed. And again, yeah, maybe, you know, is it a smaller world now where you just can't get away with not having an out of the gate success home console?
Don't worry, Dynasty Warriors Link will save the Wii U.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So anyway, that was so that's going on with the Xbox One, all the sales. But I assume this is what you were talking about, Shep. The Call of Duty was clearanced at Target.
Well, it's been dropping prices all over the place. I mean,
everywhere.
Yeah. Microsoft Store today had it for $25 for Xbox One. Target has the Xbox 360 / Xbox One digital bundle for $21, which I picked that up for $21. But it's just kind of surprising to see such like drastic price cuts on Call of Duty just a few months in.
Titanfall effect. Maybe they want to go after the people who just bought all these new Titanfall bundles, who would now, like, you buy an Xbox One Titanfall bundle, chances of you buying Call of Duty Ghosts for $50 or $60 is probably pretty slim.
But the chance, if you just bought an Xbox One and you bought Titanfall, the chances of you buying Call of Duty Ghosts for $25 is probably goes up exponentially.
Exactly. So that's probably why that's happening. But yeah, hey, there's a new gun in town, and it's attached to a giant robot.
Yeah, too bad no one's playing it anymore.
It's off. It's done. Has it been 2.5 weeks?
I think it's been about 2.5 weeks. Yeah, I think we're hitting 3 weeks now.
It's weird. I went to play it yesterday, and for some reason my ping was really shitty to the Japan server. It was not the closest server. It wasn't the lowest ping server for me. So I don't know.
Xbox Live was down for a little bit yesterday, okay. So it might have had something to do with that.
So, Wombat, do you have an update on your theory that nobody's going to be playing it? We don't know, right?
I guess
we'll have to find out from Major Nelson. he puts the list out.
He does put the list out. It'll be number one. It'll be number one.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how long it's number one for. I guess it's until
maybe somebody, like 4 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's going to be number one for a while, I think.
I don't know.
I think people really like it.
I do think people really like it. I just think that already, though, it's crazy. Like, it's really hard to not be... I mean, people that have prestiged 4 times over already, it's crazy.
Did you like my... I gave Wombat some Titanfall. We played together. We played Titanfall together, and I told him just to be... take the shotgun.
You said that on the show. Take the shotgun.
Oh, it was on the show. Okay.
On the show, and I was going to say...
Did it work?
And it totally worked.
So you ran around with the shotgun?
Just ran around to use only the shotgun. I went up like 5 levels in an hour and a half, and I never came in last.
There you go.
So there you go. So hooray for me, I guess. I don't know.
That's my loadout. The run around with the shotgun loadout.
Yeah.
It's pretty effective.
I even unlocked a couple of attachments for my shotgun.
Nice. Yeah. I like to go invisible. I like to sneak up behind you, go invisible. So that way when I miss the first time.
You have another chance.
Maybe you won't see me.
What was that sound? Oh, there's no one there.
Right.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay. What's this other thing on here, Shep?
It's still kind of under embargo. It lifts tomorrow like at 8 a.m. or whatever. And quite frankly, I'm not really concerned about this embargo. Newegg is starting their own game news site.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Called Game Crate.
This is not what I thought it was when you said Game Crate.
How could it be?
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't. It's kind of unexpected.
And you're the editor, right?
Right. No. I'm not sure who all is working on this from an editorial standpoint, but it's a straight up news site. I mean, it's up now. You can go to it. Which is why I'm not concerned about the embargo too much, because it's a website. It's out there.
Are you going to give out the URL? Is it GameCrate.com?
Yeah, it's GameCrate.com. Huh. It redirects to GameCrate.Newegg.com. Ah, but
gotcha.
Yeah, it's another, I don't know, retailer that's trying their hand in the game news realm.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. What's interesting about it is, I mean, if you want to talk about it from my perspective, it's just I'm looking at it and I'm looking at, you know, it all ties into going back and buying the product, and I'm just trying to, and I find it interesting though that it does have ads for other things on there too. I don't know. I don't get that.
PAX East ads?
No, it has, well, that's not an ad. That's not really an ad.
Oh. Oh.
It's there is an ad choice ad right there on the
Wombat's analyzing now.
I know. I need to stop.
But it's interesting to see another site like
come up. Rise.
And, yeah.
It's, yeah. When you
it's
go
got quite
to...
a few stories on it already. They've obviously been working on this in the background for a little while.
Well, remember Gamefly bought Shaq News.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How did that work?
They fired everyone.
Right. Is that still around Shaq News?
I think so. I think so. I don't think so. I don't know. Right.
Well, Garnett. now I'm very self-conscious. Garnett, right? Garnett.
I don't know. Maybe he'll listen, or he'll tell.
No, but he has his own podcast now.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let him keep the
Weekend Confirmed.
The Weekend Confirmed name.
I know.
That's like so lame. Why wouldn't you let him keep it? I mean, really. Well, what are they going to do? They're not even going to do anything with it.
No, but you know, if he does do something with it, then they'll be like, "Oh, we missed out on this great name."
Well, who gives a shit?
Exactly.
It's not the name, obviously. It just makes it more of a pain in the ass.
I know that, and you know that.
It's a dumb way of thinking.
You don't hear me disagreeing with you.
Anyway. So, yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Newegg's Game Crate. Nick Sabella is one of the writers, I see.
Mm-hmm. Good friend of yours?
No. His name makes me hungry, though. Sounds like a sandwich.
It's kind of weird that it's tied to a retailer, though, still. Like, I know... We've got Game Informer with GameStop, and we have, I don't know, I guess @Gamer isn't around anymore with Best Buy. But
I think it is. I get emails. And I think it went digital or something.
Okay. Sure. But, I mean, just on their homepage, you have just direct links back to where to buy the games at Newegg.
Yeah.
Oh.
And graphics cards and stuff. I don't know. I guess... Why not?
I guess.
Not that much money to do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost much. You hire one or two guys. Give them a couple free graphics cards. Some money.
All good to go. Send them free games from the stock room.
Yeah, sure. Oh, all right. Let's let's talk about the big story. The big story of the week, which is Facebook buying Oculus Rift.
Hooray. For $2
billion. That's crazy. That is so crazy. Like, $2 billion is so much money. What do they get for $2 billion?
It was really, $400 million in cash, and then
It was only $400 million in cash.
Right. Then the rest was in Facebook shares. So.
People are pretty upset about that going down. I think the people who kickstarted it feel like they just helped founders get rich, and
what do they expect? Well, I don't understand Kickstarter. I just don't get it. So it doesn't. It's not even.
People feel like people forget that Kickstarter is really just a store to pre-order something that has a story behind it.
Right. Exactly.
People forget that, and that's
all
it is.
You're not investing. You don't get anything out of it. You're giving people money, and they're going to send you something, a product of some sort.
You're buying their product. They just
unless the reward,
it.
Unless the reward specifies that when you reach that tier, you are involved somehow. You're not involved.
You might get a T-shirt,
right? Or like some of them, they have like you can get a tour of the studio or whatever. Like so Notch, the creator of Minecraft, was in the $10,000 tier, and that got him a tour at Oculus Rift headquarters. And he said that, you know, he wound up just coincidentally taking his tour 2 weeks before this deal gets announced. And they were gonna, you know, they were considering putting together some version of Minecraft for Oculus Rift, but now he wants nothing to do with it because he doesn't feel right about giving them $10,000 just to make the company more valuable for an acquisition. So he's out now.
Okay. I don't know. I like the Oculus tech. It's neat. It works. We like Eve Valkyrie. But I just don't see this as the future still.
Like, I'm just trying to wrap my head. Was this really the more efficient way to get for Facebook to get this technology than to just
2 billion themselves?
Yeah.
The thing is, there's nothing really proprietary all that much. Like they only have one patent so far. They might have applied for more. I don't know. But everything that I can tell is they've just done a VR set that's a little bit ahead of what other people are currently have.
Right. They're closer to going retail.
Right.
Than anyone else.
Right. Because their patent is, it's for the ornamental design of a VR helmet. So it's just the aesthetics of it, basically, and how it like fits on your head. So it's really a patent just that's not worth $2 billion. Like, so they're paying for the talented people that are there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a really big risk to me. I don't know what it's all in all these people's contracts when they did this, but I don't know. This just seems, I wish I had $2 billion to bet on something, but I guess bet on this.
Does this also mean that the focus is no longer going to be, say, video games for the Oculus Rift? Is the focus now?
No. They've said it's focus is still on games, and then they envision in the future that it could expand out to educational uses or like sporting events. So you could be like in the first row of a sporting event, or I don't know. It was talking about like doctor visits or something.
What about
your doctor?
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
I feel like Facebook is really, they're not going to capitalize on Oculus Rift as a way to perpetuate its social media presence.
Eventually they will.
They've already said that. They've said that because I'm sure that was mentioned for the stockholders. It was, yes, we see this as a potential revenue source to push ads.
Not even revenue. I mean, that would be a big part of it. Just, you know, maybe take on Skype.
Well, look, I mean, it's just weird that Facebook is buying a consumer product, a consumer product company, right? I mean, they've never done anything like that before.
It's very
unusual, like when you see like an online company that has nothing to do, doesn't even sell things, really, just ads, doesn't sell any products, actual products, is now selling a consumer electronics product. I guess Facebook might feel that since Oculus is going to be the first one to market, you know, how close do you think the Sony one is? Probably like 2 years away, right? And Oculus is coming this year, they say. So maybe they feel like just the name value is going to be, like the brand is going to be, have such a head start that adds a lot of value to it somehow. Like when people think of virtual reality, they think of Oculus Rift. And maybe that's where some of this $2 billion.
Who are these people that are thinking
from
about virtual reality?
And who are these people that, when they think virtual reality, the first thing they think of is Oculus Rift?
Well,
first
I'm
thing,
saying.
First thing
it's
I think
be
of
on
is the Lawnmower Man.
No, but it's going to be on the shelf first for a while. It's going to be sitting there. But here's the thing.
What shelves?
It's going to be sitting on the shelf in Best Buy, and people are going to be like, am I going to buy this $350 helmet?
It's a guy's toy, is what it is. Like, it's, yep. It's a, I don't know, a 24-year-old to 45-year-old guy's toy.
Right. The mom who is playing Sims, the free Sims game on Facebook, is not buying the virtual reality helmet to play the free Sims game on Facebook.
This is a nightmare for families. Like, nobody wants to come home and see their husband put the Oculus Rift on and his headphones and just, like, ignore everybody else.
Right. Or your wife sitting on the couch with the dome on her head.
Right.
You know, planting a garden or some shit. Like, honey, I'm home. And I'm just staring there looking at dome head. Like, where's, you know, where's my dinner? Is my dinner ready? What's happening?
Where's my dinner dome head?
Well, she can't even hear me.
Yes. Is that what your wife says to you, though, by the way, when she walks in the house?
No.
You don't even need a helmet for that one, by the way.
But I think parents are going to be scared to death of giving their kids these things. Like,
of course. Any mom is going to be like, oh, my God. So I'm going to put a dome, a cone of solitude on my kid's head.
And I won't be able to see what he's playing.
Any parent knows that if you hand your kid an iPad, just an iPad, boring old iPad or boring old Nintendo DS, and you try talking to your kid while they're looking at the screen, it's pretty hard. Imagine if that kid's wearing a dome on his head. Forget it. Clean your room, Billy. Silence. Doesn't acknowledge your presence. This is the only way that the Oculus Rift company could be successful is if they were acquired like this. So they had to take this deal because there's no way that people are going to be buying these things, at least not in the next. I mean, how many, you know, not in this form. This is not the final form of virtual reality or anywhere close to it. It's just too isolating.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue. And so first of all, you start your market with the 24 to 45 year old males. And then you have to look at that market and go, okay, we need the 24 to 45 year old males that also own a gaming computer.
Right.
And then you have to have the people that own the gaming computer that are in that demographic that also want to and have the lifestyle to play this way.
Right. I mean, they need to get those sex apps on there as soon as possible if they want to sell these things.
But that's even that, people don't buy that stuff anymore. It's all free on the internet.
And can you imagine, like, I mean, having your dome on, your, you know, space dome, and you're, you know, jerking off in your whatever, your space, you know, I don't know, some Mass Effect science fiction porno game.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, someone just walks in on you, and you don't even know that you've been walked in on.
Multiple shiny domes everywhere.
That's just the scare. Yeah, it's just too scary to even comprehend. Like, imagine, you know, I'm thinking of the guy at Best Buy, if Best Buy's still in business, you know, looking at that Oculus Rift box and thinking about his sex game. He's like, wait a minute, if I'm jerking off during this sex game and somebody walks in on me, I'm not even going to know. And then what? But then actually that might be better. Because then the person walks out and maybe decides to never even say anything about it, and then you don't know. It's like nothing.
Also, there's the thrill of
sitting
danger.
There snapping pictures with their Google Glass.
Oh man, I just don't see Oculus Rift selling that much.
Like, that's nothing against the tech. The tech is fantastic.
I'm buying it.
Right, I'm buying it too.
I am not.
But it's I'm buying it, and I'm going to have to only play it when I know Mrs. Shipwreck is not going to ever ask me to do anything. Like, it's going
to
be
talk to you.
Reserved for times where I'm alone. I know I don't have any responsibilities. Like, it's not something I'm going to be able to come home and put on my Oculus headset and just ignore everybody in my house.
Right. Oh, baby's crying. Hey, let me get in a quick game of Space Fuck.
That's the name. That's your clever game name.
Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me get in a quick Space Fuck for dinner.
Bones in nobody, space.
Hope I remember to lock the door. Yeah. So I don't, the whole Facebook buying it doesn't, I don't really care about that. It's not going to make it any less successful or more successful, really. It can only help, really, because they'll have more money to buy ads if they even wind up doing that.
It's so weird, though, because, like, everybody agrees that everything's going to the casual, like, on your phone market and everything. That's, like, taking, like, a huge part of the gaming
pie.
Dollars. And this is just such the opposite thing. This isn't a thing that, like, you can just take out of your pocket and then play something really quick on, like, on a train or anywhere you're at dinner. Like, I just picture somebody taking this to a dinner, Just like whipping it out, putting it on the, like waiting for their food to come. Going to get in a quick game on my Oculus Rift.
Right. They're probably, Facebook is probably thinking, look, we buy this company now for $2 billion. Like, and look, no one's going to be wearing this ski goggle looking thing. You know, not many people are too interested in that. But maybe 4 or 5 years from now, when we have this thing looking like a pair of sunglasses, then maybe it's, you know, it's going to seem like a good buy for us.
I don't know. I think the value in it is might be education. I think the value might be in communication. I don't know if the value long term is in video games. But that's just me.
Space fucking.
Yeah, well, that's where communication would come in. Imagine instead of it's a game where you're having sex with someone, it's you're someone in a long-term relationship can now have virtual sex with their long-distance girlfriend.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what we think about Facebook.
A lot of people
Oculus.
Are going to get injured.
Yeah, probably.
Right, things are going to be falling on them and, yeah. Be an earthquake and you won't even know. You'll think you just.
But think, you know, think about how many long distance relationships are going to stand the test of time now.
Yeah, how would that work actually? I don't know. I don't think it's going to work.
Eh.
What else we got here? Bowen Arrow writes in and says, Wii Sports did a good job selling the idea of motion controls. What type of game experience would have to be created to sell people on virtual reality headsets? It's going to be, well, for me, it was that, you know, the Eve game, the Eve spaceship game. What's it called?
Valkyrie.
Eve Valkyrie. That's the official name now, right? For me, it was that. That's it. That's all I've seen on there, really.
Well, the other thing with Wii Sports was ease of being able to show quickly the ease of use and that it wasn't too expensive.
And that it appealed to... Yeah. 4-year-olds up to 85-year-olds.
I don't think VR headsets has any of those things.
And it worked really well in like a party atmosphere. You know, you needed one. Like no one's, it's not much fun to watch one person have like, you know, all your friends are over and like, oh, let's whip out the, let's play some Eve Valkyrie. And you got one guy on the couch with his helmet on and everybody else is just looking at the guy sitting on the couch. You know, unless everybody brought their own $400, $350.
Everybody else just pulls down their pants and.
Bro starts rubbing their cock all over the guy, and he doesn't even know.
Just like, they're just taking pictures, just up there in front of him, just waving around.
Going through his wallet. The best thing is if they're at his house, they start going through all his drawers. The guy has no idea. He's just shooting down spaceships.
With his wang, apparently.
And then. And then we set a fire and we leave.
Now it's we. Now we're the ones watching someone do this.
Oh, I just assumed it was your dick.
Oh, I see. It's my stuff and you're setting my house on fire? Much appreciated. No, that's fine.
No, you were setting the fire. You were setting the fire.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Did we answer that guy's question at all?
It doesn't matter.
We don't know. We don't know what we don't know. Sell people on this. It's going to sell to... niche audience. It's
right. They won't be selling $2 billion worth of these things anytime soon. That's the point. GoDaddy, we have a lot of coupon codes for GoDaddy for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Here's one. 32 off one gets you 32% off new purchases. Just go to the CADcast thread and you'll see all the coupon codes in their glory.
Please use them.
Wow, it's already an hour. Okay.
It's show 360. There is no time.
This time stands still.
Let's skip this Microsoft stuff and talk about Infamous.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Oh, shit. Of course. So Infamous, Second Son, big release. Who wants? I've played the most, I'm sure.
What's your percentage?
41, I think.
I'm at 35. So I'm, you know.
You're in there.
I'm in the same range.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm having a really good time with the game so far.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly. How about that for a response? I'm not being negative, I think, for the first time in a few weeks.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, you would. You hate everything.
I don't hate everything. It's a fun game. I have issues with the main character. I don't like him at all.
Oh, I don't like him at all. I hate his stupid hat. Oh, that stupid hat.
Let's get the things I'm negative about out of the way first, and then we can talk about the good stuff, just so we're not concentrating on the negatives too much. I don't find the combat fun. I think it's just not tight enough. Whether or not I'm shooting people or melee, I don't know. It feels more like a chore. And
there's a lot of it.
And there's a lot of, oh, my health is down. I'm going to go run away for a little while. And then find myself up on top of a building where everybody's forgotten that I was fighting. And then I drop back down and fight a few more guys and repeat.
I feel like it lacks a cover system.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I just want to duck.
Right.
That's really cool. I need a duck button is really missing from that.
Or a more interesting, I don't know, like combo system or something. Like,
well, I like the, I mean, I found that the interesting way to fight people showed up way too late. You know, is this a spoiler? I don't even know. When you have it's in all the reviews, the neon power.
Holy shit, you get neon power in this game?
Yeah, whatever. And then you have to fight against concrete
power somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So then you zoom in and then you could target like one of two body parts.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was fun.
That is better. Yes.
But it took how long have I been playing that game for? 3, 4, 5 hours?
You've been doing a lot of side shit, I bet.
I have been doing a lot of side shit.
Not a lot of side shit to do though.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I get into an area and I want to get all the shards.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait to see what my shard bounty is from Ty playing while I've been in here.
Yeah, so I've been getting all the I've pretty much leveled up the smoke completely. I think I'm missing one upgrade for smoke.
Okay.
But, you know, and that was another one where when you get that one where you could do a headshot and it gives you, and you could take a guy out with a headshot, you have to unlock that.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know. The guys take a lot of...
They take a lot of hits. You have to unlock headshots with the smoke, and it takes a lot of shards to unlock headshots with the smoke. And then you have to unlock the cool way to target body parts with the neon. So yes, I agree with you. It's the default combat, but you know, how you're introduced to the game and how you spend your first, you know, 2-3 hours with the game is kind of lame.
Yeah. And they've done a lot to speed up the traversal. This is my other kind of thing that I wish was better. It's just not interesting to move around the city to me. Like they've pretty much taken all the climbing out almost. Like there's no reason to climb anything.
No, right? There's no reason to. You don't have to.
It's kind of hard to climb stuff too, because it's a little bit difficult to tell what you can actually grab onto.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They don't encourage it because when you have the smoke guy, they encourage going in through a vent.
Right.
That'll take you right up to the top. Or if you have, when you're neon noodle, you can just run right up the building.
Right.
So
you haven't gotten the next one yet, have you?
No.
I don't even know what the next one is.
Ooh, it's penis.
Penis power?
You can penis right up the side of the building.
I don't even know what that means.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah. So I miss kind of, like, I like exploring and climbing on stuff and, like, figuring out how to get to places. And so to me, the way that you can just go wherever you want kind of like defeats the purpose of there being these buildings. And it's not fun to like go to the next shard or whatever it's on the map that I'm trying to get to. It's just a matter of, I don't know, making my way there. So, but let's talk about the good stuff. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not.
No, I mean, to an extent, the good stuff, it looks awesome.
It does.
I love the lighting effects on the powers. I like the city looks great. Seattle looks great.
I like the powers in general as well. I mean, I only have two. I only have smoke and neon. But really, what else do you need?
I don't want to use smoke when I have neon.
No, yeah. I don't see why I would want to.
Right, yeah. The missiles are good for smoke. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess, you know, being able to go in through vents could be handy.
Yep. I like the music. I like, you know, It looks good. What else?
It looks good.
The story. I can follow the story.
You could spray That's paint walls.
That's sort of weird.
It is sort of weird.
The spray painting? Oh, man. Yeah, that was... The trick is you want to play that the spray painting parts on the Vita through remote play, because then there's only two steps. It's just find where you need to spray and turn the Vita sideways and shake one or two times. You don't have to do the whole spraying thing.
Oh, okay.
So anytime I see one of those spray things, if I'm playing on PS4, I skip it and come back with the Vita.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's a fun game. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. That's really all I, you know, I mean, I don't know what else I could really say about it.
Does it seem like you've done nothing?
Yes. Yet I'm 35% of the way through. I've literally done nothing. I've unlocked two powers.
Like, we're just, like, right now, our whole focus in the story is to get the concrete lady mm-hmm. or the concrete power so we can save our
village.
Is it our aunt or cousin?
The whole village.
The whole village has the concrete.
Has concrete flu. Disease.
Concrete problems.
Concreteitis.
I almost wish they would, I don't know. I feel like people hate me for what I feel about the Infamous series, but I almost wish they would go the over-the-top route with it. Like, they have these ridiculous power, yet neon power, concrete power. That's just absurd, and I kind of like that part of it.
Like, what's next? Garbage power?
Right, but... But then it's like takes itself so seriously. Though. Like,
I feel like this one takes itself less seriously.
It does a little bit, though. A little bit.
There's some jokes in there. I mean, they have other ones had jokes.
Yeah,
too,
they had the fat guy.
Right. I'm having fun.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play more.
Yeah. No, again, I'm having fun also, and all my complaints are very nitpicky. So you know what else can you do?
Right. A kiss from Daddy. Yes. Oh, go on.
Go ahead.
Oh, A Kiss from Daddy wrote in and asked, what do we think looks better, Infamous or Rise, Son of Rome?
I think they're too different to really compare. I think cutscene-wise, they're probably the same, maybe. I don't think that...
Rise is better cutscene-wise.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
the character models are that great. I mean, they're sometimes they're a little sketchy in Infamous, and the lip sync certainly is not as good as Rise, Son of Rome.
That's fine. I think gameplay wise, I think Rise just has the character models are much larger, but the backgrounds are also significantly more static in the sense that, you know, they're less, you know, you can't go everywhere.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, you know, it's hard to compare because in Infamous, I can go anywhere. So there's got to be a give and take.
Yeah, both games look great. For some reason, I think Rise just looks slightly better to me. Infamous kind of looks like what I'm used to PC games looking like at this point, with a lot of lighting effects. It looks great, but for some reason, I tend to lean towards Rise.
There you go. What's Demon Gaze?
Oh, I've been playing that on the Vita. It's another Japanese game.
What the hell's a Vita?
Sony came out with a successor to the PlayStation Portable. Did you know that?
I had no idea. This is news to me. Tell me about
It's been out for a while.
Who knew? I really didn't know.
I'm liking Demon Gaze quite a bit. It's similar to a Etrian Odyssey style of RPG or a Wizardry. So you're walking in first person and trying to, like, I don't know, like grid by grid, you're filling in a map as you walk around the dungeons. Mm-hmm. And then you do your turn-based battles and everything. And the characters aren't overly annoying. They still are the scantily clad underage girls. But it's got an interesting little, like, you can catch demons mechanic and then use those kind of like as your helpers as well.
Like Pokemon?
Kind of like Pokemon, but like you actually have a party of actual like humanoid type characters, and then you can also call on these demons to be kind of like secondary characters that act on their own. So it's kind of a neat little game. I think it comes out soon. I'm not sure. Next month, cool. I think.
That's what is it called? Demon Gaze.
Demon Gaze. It's been out in Japan for a while.
What else we got here in Sony? The Uncharted 4 game director Justin Richmond left Naughty Dog.
So that's the second person to leave Naughty Dog.
Too much Uncharted, right? These guys like had enough. Doesn't want to do anymore.
That's possible.
Something else. Shipwreck. Shipwreck and I finally got our Steam game sharing thing going. So I've been stealing all your games, Ship.
Great. How are they?
I tried Luftrausers.
Uh-huh. How is Luftrausers?
Luftrausers is excellent. That's the new Vlambeer game.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, it's fun. It is really fun. I might actually have to buy that one. But yeah, it doesn't work so well with a controller. You really need to use the keyboard for that one.
Do you understand quite all the rules?
There's not that many rules.
There's not that many rules, but I just don't feel like I quite understand what I'm doing still.
It gives you the little goals to complete, and you can create your own ship, your own plane, and it has different goals that go with each combination that you put together. And that's it. What else is there?
That must be it.
Yeah. Smash into the other planes or shoot them, depending on what body type you have. It's all good. I also downloaded Sonic 4 because Ty wanted to play it. He saw it. and that was okay, I guess. A couple of news items from our friends at Akihabara News. I thought that I almost gagged when I read this. Speaking of things that are making us gag on this show.
Why are we doing this now?
What?
What's Akihabara News? Why? Where did this come from?
These are my friends at Akihabara News who are giving us Japan stories to talk about. You miss that?
I guess so.
Oh.
No one told me. Okay, go for it.
What are you talking about? You were on the show.
I was?
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
I don't remember this at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really don't.
Maybe he got knocked off that time.
Oh, maybe you had to take a shit that time. your internet either went down or you had to take a shit, or it could have been one of your child.
Yeah, it's all new. I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem.
You don't remember? I told you how I met these guys who run this. No, you don't remember.
I don't remember at all. It happened. I don't. It could also just be I'm old.
It could be the truth. Anyway.
Anyway, what do they have to say? I'm sure they're lovely.
So they came out with a Coca-Cola flavored soy milk. A cola flavored. You know, they call it cola.
Yeah, cola. So, cola flavored. Is it just
No, it's soy milk that tastes like cola.
I mean, I like almond milk that tastes like vanilla. Who am I to judge?
But cola? Like, do you want the cola flavor in anything other than the drink?
No.
Or maybe like the gummy bear product.
I do like the gummy cola bottles.
The Happy Cola?
Yeah, whatever they're Haribo.
But that's a long way from soy milk cola.
Well, yeah. One is made out of cow hooves and the other is
made out of sugar.
One of them is made out of soybeans. So, you know.
Right. Shit, it's late. I'm going to save this other one for next time because I actually want to talk about it. But let's do a quick couple questions from the CAGBAC. From Blue Rock, he writes, and he has two questions. One, he says, the year of Luigi is over. What should Nintendo dedicate the next year to?
Captain N.
I think the year of Luigi was like a massacre for Nintendo, right? I mean, I don't think they want to be doing this type of thing again. Dedicating a year to like a third, second tier character.
They should go first tier then.
Mario. Or Link.
Link, the year of Link.
Year of Link. Sausage Link. I don't know.
Year of Peach.
Blue Rock also points out that now PlayStation 4 is running ads right on the homepage of PlayStation Network.
I noticed that as soon as I got mine. By the way, I'm very happy with the PlayStation 4 so far.
Oh, you're happy with your free PlayStation
4? Well, I just mean in general. I mean, it's funny though, because it's like, I don't know if it's that the PlayStation 4 experience is so much better, or it just so happens that the game I'm enjoying to play the most right now is on the PlayStation 4. So I think I just need to give that some time too.
Right. Was it a Taco Bell ad for you?
Yes.
That's what Blue Rock is talking about. But they were running ads inside the store. Like it was even like more awkward than just being right on the homepage. Remember, like in the store, you would click on new releases, and like the second thing listed on new releases would be under games, would be a movie that was coming out in a theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm looking at new, and it was just the same size and everything as the,
you mean freaking the games huge?
On the new release. Yeah, freaking huge. Like, there's only, I think it only still does two
that.
On a screen.
It still does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So, yeah. So PlayStation Network is not the refuge for ad-free online gaming and shopping.
That those days anymore. Are long gone.
Those are gone.
It's long.
Once they decide to take your money, they're like, fuck it. Yeah. We're going to take everybody's money.
Yeah, exactly. And they're taking a lot of money. And you'd be stupid. They'd be stupid to say no to it.
Right. Microsoft was, you know, they somehow released the numbers of the money they were earning on advertising on Xbox Live. And it's pretty solid.
I'm surprised how few ads. I'm still surprised how few ads are on the Xbox One. They're kind of buried.
Right.
Everything's
kind of
buried.
Maybe they don't have the...
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Everything is kind of buried.
Have you guys used Skype lately on there, by the way?
I use it every Sunday.
My parents' Skype, the camera keeps like zooming in and zooming out for no like apparent reason.
Oh, weird.
It'll just be sitting there. It'll zoom in, zoom out. It'll also get darker and lighter.
Do your parents move around a lot?
No.
Oh.
They're old and Jewish. They do not move around a lot.
Because we use it to talk to my in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well, I'm using it to talk to my parents.
Yeah.
So
same thing. Yeah. They have no problem.
The Skype options are pretty bare bones on that. Like, why can't I control the camera with the controller?
Because that would be cool and useful.
Instead of having the camera on my parents and zoom in, zoom out, and my dad's like, "What's going on here?"
Is that how your dad talks?
No, he sounds exactly like me.
I know he does.
What else we got here? One USFH bomb. Our friend USFH bomb Harold writes in and says several big names are skipping PAX East this year, including Nintendo, Sony, EA, Capcom, and Sega. Is this a bad sign for the future? I'm assuming they're just skipping PAX. PAX, I guess. I'm assuming they're going to be in full force at PAX Prime, right?
I don't know.
These companies want to save money. They're not doing, like, you know, you're Nintendo. You're not looking to.
There's a lot of shows. I mean,
there's a lot. Yeah.
It's every couple of weeks now, it seems like there's a new show. So.
Yeah. I think it just means, I think you'll see these guys at PAX Prime. Boston in April is not that exciting.
Nope.
All right. Let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Because it's getting late and Ty's been collecting shards. I'm very eager to know how many shards. Hey, Ty, how many shards you got? Tycoon, come in and tell me how many shards you collected for me.
How many broken down drones did you shoot?
A lot. Oh, you forgot? You forgot to do it or you forgot to count? I don't know. Uh-huh. I may have to report back later.
Please do. We're all excited.
It's important.
I wait with bated breath.
Think about how much work he saves me by getting all those.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what they do in Asian countries. They force children to work.
They make them mine for gold in World of Warcraft.
Exactly.
Ty could get into that, actually. Mm. All right. Follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Anything else? Wombat's got his other podcast, Uninformed Opinions.
Yep, we did a new episode. We talk in detail about my trip to Jamaica.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at the clock and it was 8:45 p.m. and we turned out the light and said goodnight. Right?
Yes.
Now you don't need to listen anymore.
Mm-hmm. I tell a very funny story that I think you would like, but you'd have to listen
really?
To the show. Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about a large African American gentleman.
Those are my favorite kind.
I know. And a tiny little Frenchman.
Interesting.
Getting into a fight.
All right. Uninformed Opinions. You have to check that out. Mm-hmm. The Jamaica episode. All right. That's it. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Stay with me. I'm on you like glue.
All right. Hi, guys. Can I skate with you?
Nah, you're just a girl.
Powerglide!
Aren't you jumping to conclusions?
Let her try. You might be surprised.
Okay, but...
Thanks!
Wow, look at that!
All right!
Remember, don't judge people till you give them a chance.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers...